Hello everyone and welcome back to the new podcast of this channel. So today we'll be talking about the battery swapping. In this podcast we will be discussing about the light commercial vehicle and how battery swapping would be usable in those segment, because if you talk about the battery swapping, it's better for not for only in the EV industry but for the fleet operators as well. Many fleet operators currently around the globe are preferring battery swapping because they understand that charging your vehicle for 2 to 3 hours and making your vehicle stand for this long would be impacting their businesses. So battery swapping is basically taking up the market, and it's basically expanding at a very good pace around the globe, I'll say, not only in this in such targeted areas but around the globe. And if you are talking about the battery swapping, it's not a new thing. It started, if you talk about the history of battery swapping, it started in 1896. The auto pioneers considered that exchanging the batteries with a fresh one is a way to expand the EV, and they basically considered that gasoline engine are not that efficient and it's not going to work in a longer way. If you talk about the General Electric, and if you talk about the history of first engine Carl Benz and General Motor founders, all these kind of things, so they are basically interlinked. And if my memory is not too old, so I found that I was reading somewhere that it says that the Nikola Tesla said that the future of the automotive industry is not the IC engine, it's electric vehicle. So General Electric founder found out that the future is in electric. So around this saying, everyone in the automotive industry started working, and General Motor was one of these pioneers, and they basically came up with a new thing which was called as battery services that enable EV owners to swap batteries for a modest monthly fee and a variable pay per mile charges. Other similar services which we are getting right now in the EV industry for the battery swapping. Semi-mechanized swapping take a little around 2 to 3 minutes, which is now also is taking. So it started in 1896. It went to General Electric and started with the battery service in 1912. Then they basically started going up and discontinued this after a 10-12 years in 1924. And it again came up in the market in 2007 by a Silicon Valley startup called Better Place, which developed a battery switching process and signed up with the Renault Nissan for a pilot project in several countries. But by the time they did it, they were asked to basically file in bankruptcy. In 2008, even if you remember, in the Beijing Olympics, a fleet of 50 electric buses featured with a swappable battery, and China basically demonstrated this swappable battery at that time. In 2010, the Better Place is invited to meet with the official state-owned China grid to discuss the battery swapping. So these things keep on going, and in 2013 the issue came up and we had several turbulence around this, and this basically got discontinued. And in 2013, one of the biggest electric vehicle manufacturers and the famous Tesla also tried it with the battery swapping, but what the Tesla executive said was a pain in and you can get it. So in 2015 they basically retired it, they basically quit this battery swapping with the Model S. And in 2014 again a NIO established in China started doing this, and in 2017 they announced it all over the globe. During the same time, all around the globe, people started with the battery swapping, and they were basically got to know that the battery swapping is the future. And today, in a brief way, I'll be talking about what is the technological advancement and how it's basically useful in the automotive industry. So talking about the battery swapping, it does not only bring the charging problems, or it does not basically solve the quick charging problem and all, but it also makes your vehicle more cheaper. If you talk about the battery cost, it costs around 60% of your vehicle, and if you reduce that cost, the vehicle cost is also reduced by 60 to 50%. So suppose your vehicle with the battery is costing you around 1 lakh, so with that reduction. Your vehicle will be costing you around 40,000, and you can buy the battery on lease and you don't have to worry about the batteries. So this is the one of the biggest advantage. Second is the charging time. You basically saves a lot of your time which you will be spending on charging your vehicle, where you can swap the battery with the newly charged battery if the infrastructure and the things are right from the battery swapping providers. So these things could be utilized in a better way, and it can help the electric vehicle industry to move forward. Keeping these things in mind, many companies are working around it, and one of the biggest company which is now working around it is the Volkswagen. So what happened is, and Volkswagen and a BMW, sorry. So basically they had a joint project on this, and they were basically working around the new vehicle, which is Volkswagen cargo vehicle, and they were trying to target the light commercial vehicles. And light commercial vehicles in a fleet is a very highly demanded vehicle, because they not only be able to transfer your goods, but they also able to have a better stability for if we talk about in terms of transporting your goods from one place to another. That's why light commercial vehicles are more popular in the fleet segment. So talking about the vehicle, what they were testing was around 3.5 ton of the gross weight, and the battery, what they want to do is they want it to be purchased, leased, rented or exchanged, and they don't want to invest a huge amount into the manufacturing of the batteries. So they basically come up with the swapping technology, and they developed it very intriguingly, and they were testing it. And what they found out, and if we talk about that project, so they basically developed a frame. In that frame, they have a four boxes. In the four boxes, they have a batteries. The batteries would be around 13, 26, 39 kilowatt of an hour. So it's a pack of 13, which could be multiplied by 2 and 3. So it would be bringing about 13, 26 and 39 kilowatt. And these were prismatic lithium ion batteries, which were into PHEV2 segment format. And they have a capacity of around 37 Ah each. So talking about the PHEV2 segment, it's basically a norm which was decided by the German automotive industries, because everyone wants to standardize the battery swapping, and they understand that battery swapping is the future in the automotive industry. Talking about the length, width and height thickness, so it's the same for every battery pack. So the length would be around 148 mm, height would be around 91 mm, and the thickness would be around 26.5 mm. So this is how one battery pack would be designed, and it would be same. Each battery pack would be same, either it's 13, 26 or 39. And for this, they uses a 96S 1P, 1P kind of an configuration, and each have a 24 cell and module, and it has a self-monitoring CMC, which is a cell module control for a BMS. Talking about the cooling system was designed around, they were not using the what automotive industry is currently using, the oil cool kind of system, but they were going for an air cool system, what we have in the automotive industries from a long time. So for this, they use a cell wrap around a copper foil and a fix in a two rows per module with a mica sheet. So mica sheet was there to provide the strength, and the sheet absorb an expansion of the cells during the charging and discharging process. We know heating and contraction happens whenever the cells are basically discharging or when we are charging those cells. Each 24 cells are pressed together so that they hold and can be dispensed without fail, and it can hold all this kind of system within a fixed place. The cooling fin plate are placed entirely in the base of the system, so that whenever there is air traveling towards the vehicle from the bottom end, it can cool down the whole system. So this whole system was fitted underneath the body. And the biggest advantage was that it was not hampering any center of gravity of the vehicle, and it was providing a stabilizing system. So talking about the whole scenario and talking about the whole equipment, it has a battery pack, it has a centralized BMS. BMS was designed on an automotive quality standards. All these were things were given a high precision, and they have a better connectivity which can be placed in a in a proper sense, and it does not, and the connection around all these kind of things were made in such a way that it can be blindly plug and play system. So what we understand from the blind plug and play system is that if you try to place that system inside in that system, it will exactly fit 10,000 times in a same way as it was fitting in a new vehicle. So it won't move forward, or you need to adjust your hands, or you need to adjust anything. It will just go and sit on that system. So this system has a very good, you can say, a process of considering and making a more connection to the system, because in a battery swapping, the biggest thing is that your system should hold in a proper way and the connections are proper. Because if there is a slight movement or a slight deviation from the charging connector, it will try to create or generate a spark, and that spark can basically lead to an hazardous conditions, which is not acceptable in the automotive industry, especially in the electric vehicle. All these kind of things are very, very important considering the battery swapping, because we have seen so many vehicles catching fire, especially in the battery swapping, whenever they are trying to swap, because a single, you can say, misconnection, or there is a single movement while they are connected, it tries to generate and spark, because it has a very high current flowing into it and it has a very high voltage. So these kind of things need to be very much, very, 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 very important and needs to be taken into consideration while designing our battery swapping. And if you are talking about the BMS has two things. It has a slave and it has a master BMS. So the BMS master would be connected into the vehicle and it will be communicating with a single unit to all the vehicle auxiliary system, as well as the battery. And the slave communicates with the battery and with the master. So what happens is, whenever you are changing the battery packs, it has a slave connection. What happens is, whenever you are trying to connect it with the other systems, it will be basically communicating with the slave one, and it won't be hampering any data which is being stored in the master. Suppose what happens is, if the battery pack has a master one, so whenever we are changing the battery, it won't store that vehicle errors, or it won't store any kind of issue that was faced during the swapping when we are swapping that with the new battery pack. So that data would be erased whenever we are swapping. So this master and slave concept was quite good, and having a single point of contact of a master with the several slave, it's basically allow us to expand the things, and it will allow us to make the system more robust and secure. So if you're talking about this new thing, it was a good overall technological development, and the vehicle is currently under the development. So whatever would be the result, I would be sharing it with you on this same podcast through another episode on this. So I hope you understand what is going around in the swapping and how swapping basically is evolving in the market. It's very important to understand that swapping is quite good, but we need to take care of several things inside in the market. So that's why I think battery swapping is the future, but with the future it comes with a responsibility which automotive industry need to understand and need to tackle with the time, so that we can have a very mature market in the coming time. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast on the battery swapping, and I know that it's been a long, I haven't uploaded any podcast, so I'll try to be more consistent on this side. And if you have any kind of question, if you have any feedback, feel free to comment down below, or you can share it with your friends and family if you are think this is going to help them in understanding the battery swapping as a technology. In the next podcast, I'll try to bring more about the interesting projects, what is going around in the automotive industry. Till then, have a good day and keep listening.